Young Artist Spotlight is next. Here's our host, George Mason.
Thank you, Christina Herrick. Indeed, the name of the program is Young Artists, plural, Spotlight. And more often than not, it seems, we have a studio full. Violin, viola, cello, and then piano maybe. Wind instruments, vocalists, even a high school stage production choir, at least. That was actually a full chorus, at least once, to the Fresno FM 89 Bonner studio. But this time, we look around, and not too much pressure for harpist Dana Peck. Today it will be Young Artist, as in singular, Spotlight. She has the place all to herself. Dana Peck from Bakersfield. And support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation and Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis. Photos of this afternoon's live studio environment, maybe not today, but pretty soon, online at kvpr.org. Well, we'll talk with Dana shortly, but she has five selections for us. And here is the first, Bach's Prelude from the Well-Tempered Clavier. Principal and only harpist of the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra with us today live Wednesday afternoon, Young Artist Spotlight here on Valley Public Radio. Dana Peck, we're going to have ample opportunity to chat just a bit between the numbers you're going to have for us today. I suppose the first question would be, or request, could you take us to the day or the time that you decided on this instrument?
Well, I had been thinking about playing the harp for a while, and I went to Russo's Books, and they had a harpist there, and I was just so taken with the beauty of the sound of the instrument and how graceful and beautiful it looked that that was it.
How long ago was that?
Around 6 years ago.
And the instrument you have before us now, can you tell us a bit about it? This particular one, in fact, apparently quite valuable.
Yeah, it's a concert grand pedal harp. It's made in Italy by Salvi Harps.
No, but it's not the harp that Harpo Marx played. Then you played that harp. Is that right?
That is.
How did that happen?
A teacher of mine owns this particular harp, and I was able to have my lesson on it.
And if you could bring us the past and right up to the present as far as your teachers and how you're studying.
The past 5 or 6 years I've studied with Alicia Ellsworth, who's absolutely incredible. And in the next kind of 6 months or so, I'll be transitioning to study with Allison Bjorkdal, who is also a very wonderful harpist, and I'm just thrilled to be able to study or to have studied with both of them.
And a lot of the artists who come here, I say here, Fresno, from Bakersfield, we learn do, in fact, travel over the mountains to do a lot of studying in Los Angeles, and apparently that's your case, too.
Yeah, I take lessons partially with Allison Bjorkdal in Pasadena area.
Dana Peck from Bakersfield, and what is next?
Autumn by Marcel Grangini.
Marcel Grangini, Autumn. It had to be called Autumn from Marcel Grangini. By the way, a note that that was a French-born American composer also on the program today, a Scottish harpist of Italian descent, and also a composer who is Belgian-born French harpist. Don't know what that means, but we toss it out for what it's worth. We're going to find out shortly about the trip coming up with the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra to England and Scotland. Let's hold that story for just a moment. But What I'd like to ask Dana Peck now is, here again on Young Artist Spotlight, what is the most difficult thing about this instrument?
I would have to say that probably the most difficult thing about this instrument is not actually playing it. It's more of transporting and tuning it. It's probably more difficult than playing the instrument itself.
We can attest to that, having helped bring this in from the parking lot this afternoon. Okay, I'll ask you another question then. What is your rigorous, I would think, practice schedule?
I try to practice around an hour and a half a day. Sometimes I am not incredibly consistent just because schedules differ so much.
And we always like to ask the young artists here, when you're not doing this, what do you do to pass the time, or what keeps your interest when it's not music?
I like to read, and I enjoy horseback riding when I can, and I like being with my friends and working at church and playing with my cat.
Playing with your cat. Oh, I see. What's the next that you have for us here?
It is Vanille by Bernard Andres.
And it is Dana Peck from Bakersfield. Homeschooled a senior, we might add. Principal Harpist of the Bakersfield Youth Symphony Orchestra, Dana Peck, on Young Artist Spotlight here, live, as always, on this Wednesday afternoon. Now, Dana, if you can tell us a bit about the Youth Symphony Orchestra, a trip is coming up. How did that happen?
Well, everyone in the Bakersfield Youth Symphony will be going on tour in England and Scotland, concerts in Oxford, I think York and Edinburgh. And I think I'm really excited for the opportunity to be able to be on tour and to be in the UK, and I'm super excited.
And leaving on the end of March, is that right? March 26th, I understand?
That is correct.
Now, you mentioned to me a moment ago, playing the harp, it's no big deal, but lugging the harp around is a big deal. I assume this harp will not be making the trip, or will it?
I will not. There will be a rental harp there.
How was that arranged?
Through the BYSO.
Through the BYSO. Very good. What is next here for us? Here it comes. Is it by any chance by Dusecta Sonatina?
Yes, it is the second sonatina.
And here we are once again. Thank you. If you're just joining us, that's live music from FM 89 from the Bonner Performing Arts Studio. And before she has her final selections for us, Dana will tell us just a bit about her future plans and how things are going now and what do you anticipate the next couple of years?
Hopefully in the next couple of years I'll be able to start teaching and just working as a harpist. I really love the community in Bakersfield and I love the people, so it's important to me to be able to serve that community through music and through my church, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to start as soon as I graduate. So,
which is fairly soon, and it's been a pleasure to have you here with us, to be sure. And we finally have, and in three movements.
Three Little Pieces by Alphonse Hasselmans, and just a set of three little pieces, as the title says. They're a very sweet collection.
Very good. And here we are, Young Artist Spotlight Live. Thank you. Well, we heard three little pieces by Belgian-born French composer Alphonse Hasselmans, and in our studio, Dana Peck began studying harp at age 11. She now packs up this beautiful instrument to take it back to Bakersfield. And Dana, as she said, is looking forward to the BYSO's upcoming UK tour, where another harp will be waiting for her indeed. Dana's goal is to keep performing orchestral music and to teach harp privately. Support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation and Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis. Now, next time, and from Visalia, we will have twin brothers and sister brother and their mother, and brother, there's more. Research and scheduling support from Christina Herrick and B. Bartman. Production for Valley Public Radio by Don Weaver. I'm George Mason, and glad you were here.